Station 4.
Carpet squares made from recycled plastics allow easy access to electrical, computer, and heating cooling systems through the plenum floor.
Recycled plastics make durable flooring that can be easily removed for cleaning and for access to the building's structured floor system. Recycling plastic also keeps a non-degradable product out of landfills. Due to our library's position on brownfield site, the building has no basement. So the library uses a raised floor system to create a plenum space for electrical and mechanical systems. The carpet and the flooring are both made in 18-inch squares that can be removed at any point along the floor to access the space for repairs or additions to any of the building systems. As the library adds computers, the supporting electrical lines and wireless points can easily run from current locations to support the new computers. Furniture and seating areas made from recycled products. Much of the seating in the library is made by Steelcase from recycled plastics, aluminum, and other components. The seats at the children's area table were made locally from wood left over from the building project. Furniture is made by companies, most in Michigan, within a 500-mile radius, reducing transportation energy from the factory to the library. Locally made and supplied products from library furnishings to the vegetables that you eat help reduce the use of energy from oil-based products that are used in transportation. The use of products also reduces the amount of carbon monoxide released into our atmosphere. Tabletops and countertops made from sustainable products such as linseed and flaxseed in linoleum. The use of sustainable, natural products helps keep a diverse and flourishing environment. The service counter in the children's area is an example of linoleum.
Furniture from the previous building refinished with low VOC products and incorporated into three locations. Besides the history represented by bringing some of the old library into the new, reuse of furnishings reduces waste in the environment and saves energy of producing new materials. Low VOC products used in refinishing the furniture make them safer for our environment and safer for those who do the refinishing work. These furnishings are found in the children's area, the Michigan room, and in the staff lounge.
The rain garden on the north side of the parking lot manages stormwater off the building and parking lot, allowing it to filter or to be absorbed into the soil rather than washed into the storm sewers.
A rain garden is a planted depression in the ground that is designed to absorb rainwater runoff from roofs, parking lots, and driveways. This reduces rain runoff by allowing storm water to soak into the ground as opposed to flowing into storm drains and rivers, causing erosion, water pollution, and flooding. The garden plants, which act as a biofilter, are native to the area and therefore don't require fertilizer. They are also more tolerant of local climate, soil, and water conditions.
Snowmelt under the sidewalk on the north side reduces use of chemicals in winter. The building has a hydronic heating system served by a high-efficiency condensing gas-fired boiler. The boiler was selected not only for its efficiency, but also its ability to handle low-temperature return water. That enabled the installation of an underground piping system beneath the brick entryway on the north side to melt snow and ice. This eliminates the use of salt and chemicals to melt ice and the need for sidewalk snow removal. Proceed to Station 5, located at the hallway window overlooking the ground floor.